The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
5 o'clock hour, Jay Foreman, DP Austin Norman. We are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Grace Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, 168th and Maple. They also have a good restaurant, a great restaurant up there, Casa Bovina up there. Unfortunately, I got duped into by Dave Renew Your Auto. Thinks that I'm my back's against the wall here.
He tried. He was like, come on, Jay, paying for it.
Oh, he got me hook, line, and sinker. And it's all based on college football picks. So when I dibble dabble in fantasy football and picking games, I'm horrible. And some bad luck anyways, or just bad picking. I'll just do that. There's a segue into the college football playoffs. Obviously, the first game is tomorrow. It seems like an odd day to have it on a Thursday. And you saw the press conference between James Franklin and Marcus Freeman. Marcus Freeman was cordial in his corny jokes with James Franklin, but he was all business. Now, the business is going to be done on the field. Obviously, both teams, you got Love, and then you got Abdul Carter a lot of bit that's banged up. Who do you think is going to win, and who do you think has the advantage? Do you think James Franklin has the advantage because he's been at Penn State longest? This is the farthest he's ever been. Biggest game for him. Or Marcus Freeman, because he's actually been a coordinator in the college football playoffs and has had success Notre Dame coming in.
So we had this discussion of who we want to see. And I think that's ultimately what it comes down to. Who do you trust? Who do you trust? And it's not like they give you a lot to work from.
Well, you got, I hate Notre Dame. I hate Texas.
Well, that right? Like, so.
Off the rip.
Right? Like that.
Sorry.
Like, immediately, if you said to me that the Big Ten will have two teams in the championship game, I'd buy in. I understand. I would have, but that was going to be the case. I thought that would be the case. You know, maybe I thought it was Oregon and Penn State, because I figured that Penn State would win. But I think on air I said I picked Ohio State. I do that again, in that I think it's a rematch. It's Ohio State and Penn State. For me, the rest of the country praying that it's not two Big Ten teams. They're praying out loud. Please let Texas get it. Please let Texas figure this out. They don't want Notre Dame.
Because they're independent, right?
Well, they're independent, but they also figure, no, Dame's going to crap the bed again. They're going to get us all to buy in. We're all going to go root. We're going to figure out whether we're wearing green or blue that day. And then whoever comes from the other place, it's Ohio State or Texas, is just going to stomp a mud hole in it. Because we've seen it far too often. So I'd be okay with
Ohio. But who do you think is going to win, though?
I think it's Ohio State and Penn State.
So you think Penn State tomorrow night beats Notre Dame?
Yes.
Why?
They're grimy enough that the flash, the motion, extra motion glitter that Notre Dame puts on things won't work on Penn State. We've already seen it. Like they look, if you look Big Ten teams in the eye, you're not really going to get in awe of a helmet. You're not going to get in awe of the moment. You're not going to get in awe of all the extra cameras and all the extra media. You've dealt with all that. You've dealt with it. For Notre Dame, it's not the same beating Penn State as it is beating Navy or Army or Air Force. It's not the same. It's not the same. You're on a roll, but that third game in 3 weeks that you wasn't counting on, that you're not used to having somebody lean against you, Penn State's going to lean on you. They're going to lean on you. And I think it's enough that the Flash won't work against Penn State. That just to me, I think it's a Big Ten championship game.
Do you think, Austin, I want to ask you, do you think Notre Dame might have an advantage because they've had a harder road, or they've played better teams, right? I mean, let's be honest. Indiana and Georgia is better than SMU.
In the playoff alone, yeah.
Yeah.
Just in the playoff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just because recent history or recent games, do you think that helps or hinders Notre Dame? Because as much as you could say I'm battle-tested, you've been battled. And Georgia was even though you kind of broke away, obviously, beginning the second half, it still was a very physical game.
But the third game, Big Ten football tells you that you're going to get run through four meat grinders back to back to back to back. Notre Dame is really good at facing a one-off. Let me load up and get Georgia. Let me load up and face against USC. But they haven't had to go through the Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan gauntlet. Ohio State's like, listen, we did this. Penn State, hey, we did this. We did this. We're not going to get caught up by this thing. And James Franklin, again, he's faced bigger monsters.
Yeah.
Than Freeman. He's faced bigger monsters. So, Austin, am I missing any of this that
who are you picking off?
I still don't know. I said at the beginning of the playoff, if Notre Dame wins, I like their path against Indiana. If Penn State wins against SMU, I like their path to the championship game.
Yeah.
Did I predict Notre Dame and Penn State? No, I did not. Am I shocked by it? Absolutely not. Notre Dame has been on a run. Notre Dame has been on a tear since Northern Illinois. Penn State has been Penn State. As to the question of who do I trust more? Neither. Neither. Both teams are going to make two or three plays Lucy in this
and
game.
It's Lucy and Lucy. Yeah.
Both teams are going to make two or three stupid plays in a situation they don't need to make a stupid play because they're so used to losing these types of games.
I guess it's Lucy and Charlie Brown, because Charlie Brown has been a sucker for it all this time. So Lucy, Lucy's diabolical.
But and they're both Lucy, and we're all Charlie Brown to keep falling for these.
Right. We don't have a choice. Like, there's one football. Lucy's got it. We're either going to be Lucy or Charlie Brown. Mm-hmm. I would say a part of that is that Penn State strikes me as more Lucy than Charlie Brown.
I don't trust James Franklin. I don't know enough about Marcus Freeman. So in these games, to me, it comes down to who's the best player on each team and what's their opportunity to take over the game.
Austin, you're just rooting against the black head coach.
Is that what I'm doing?
Yeah.
You can't I had to think about that. Yeah. I was like, hold on.
Derek, what are you? Yeah. He called me by my government name in his head.
Right.
Derek. Yeah.
Who's the best player for Notre Dame?
Oh, Watts or Love?
Their big guards are nice. I like their offensive line, defensive line.
Their defense is pretty good.
You know,
who's the best player for Penn State?
They're big guys, man.
Tight end, cold blooded Warren.
He's different.
And Abdul Carter, I mean, you're talking about top five.
Yeah.
Those guys can more easily take over a game?
Carter.
If he's healthy.
I'll take Penn State.
And Warren.
Well, Warren.
23-21 Penn State.
Warren is going to win the game for Penn State. There'll be a moment in this thing where Warren does a thing when everybody knows he's supposed to do it and everybody's defending for him to not do it, and he's still going to do it. And then whether it be a touchdown, a late first down, he's going to make a play that we just go, doggone, bro. Go ahead.
Well, you wonder.
And I'm a sucker for Drew Aller. Let me just throw that out there.
Which, I was about to say, is going to come down to Riley Leonard and Drew Aller. Whichever quarterback plays the best. Now, and they're playing for different reasons. Riley Leonard is thinking, like, okay, I'm getting a second chance at life after you dookie down your leg against Northern Illinois, and that's it. But he hasn't been the one that we've seen a couple years ago in that magical night when they – I don't know who Duke beat that night. It was maybe Clemson when he played out his mind.
But he hasn't been asked to do that.
He hasn't been asked to do it, but he hasn't been what you normally thought and when he transferred there. Because he was the first guy that they got out of the portal, right? The first portal commit.
But that is such – here's the part for me. I can wrap my brain around Penn State losing. I can wrap my brain around in the Big Ten, they face two dogs. Like, I get it. Mm. I can't wrap my brain around Notre Dame's loss.
So you're picking Notre Dame?
No, I'm picking Penn State. Notre Dame's loss is so...
About their loss. Okay, yeah, okay.
You think about how bad you have to be across the board to lose that game. You had to do some things...
At the crib,
you had to be so diabolical to yourself.
Just like you were the year before against Marshall.
Right. Like, there's a thing, right? And so you know, Penn State has they've been beat, but they were competitive and in the fight, and it made sense. Notre Dame, that one, you just crapped the bed, man. Like, and you couldn't stop yourself.
No.
You just stood in front of national TV and peed down your leg and
couldn't get it going.
And couldn't get it right.
You're still the same team. You have those kind of DNA. I just think I think Notre Dame is healthier right now because Love is just a little dinged up. Abdul Carter not finishing the game is a little bit worrisome to me, but 15 on the other side is cold-blooded too. So it's pretty much his little brother over there. He'll probably go from 15 to 11 next year and wear the double sticks.
Who are you going to say for sure? 100%.
I like Marcus Freeman. He'll get the pretty boy. What is it? Pretty boy equity or whatever.
Well, they all come in two tight pants.
Yeah, but James Franklin.
Like the whole
James
team.
The whole team.
James Franklin got high water.
Yeah.
But he don't have tight. Like, yeah, he don't have his little brother's pants on.
But James Franklin is annoying. I think Drew Aller has.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
More big game ability. I like Tom Allen. Right now, obviously the day before, I would probably say Penn State has the edge, but I could see Notre Dame. I think it's going to be a game like Austin. I think it's going to be 24-21. It could stretch to a 27-21 game. It just kind of depends who doesn't dookie down their leg. It's two.
Not in the red zone, not with a bad special teams play. That's what cost Georgia.
If the Big Ten wins game one, Big Ten wins game two. If Notre Dame wins game one, Texas wins game two.
I'm not watching. Like, if it's Texas, Notre Dame, I'm not watching.
Oh, no, but that's literally how it's going to play out.
I can't stay away, Jim.
I cannot see the crossing of the streams. I see it either as you get that 1970 America's teams Notre Dame Texas championship, or you get the 1990s Big Ten championship.
I'm not watching if the Texas Notre Dame.
We went through this. We went through.
What is your favorite matchup though? What's your favorite matchup? If you can pick it,
I like the history.
I can't watch those two teams play for a national championship. I hate both of those teams with a passion.
My favorite matchup is Ohio State Notre Dame.
That's as long as one of them's in there.
Like, I don't love it. I don't like either of those teams. Don't get me wrong.
If but Texas is in there, then Penn State's got to
be in
there.
Best for TV matchup, best style matchup.
I can't watch them two teams play.
Ohio State Notre Dame.
Ohio State Notre Dame gives me the ick.
Oh, yeah, I don't like saying it.
Like, it gives me a bit of. Because then I'm a Buckeye. Well, no. See, this is the thing. As a kid, I was a Notre Dame fan. I was a kid
Jay's about to walk off set.
No, but Jay knows this. Jay understands it.
Jerry that, Curl Jay.
No, Jay understands this, that back then, and I'm old enough, that you had three channels, and on Sunday morning, you got Notre Dame highlights and Grambling highlights. There was no ESPN. There was no cable. You got, like, to see college football, you got one or two games on Saturday, and then Sunday morning, you got the recap. And there was Lindsey Nelson and Paul Hornig breaking down to you. There's a break in the action. We'll move ahead in Notre Dame football. And you just, okay, all right. Like, I knew. Look, I go back to Terry Hanratty, Joe Theismann, and Eric Penick, John Gatewood, the old.
Does Marcus Freeman moisturize his ankles?
Right. He moisturizes his eyebrows, bro. He got cocoa butter on his eyebrows.
I think you know how they go in the spray tan? He has a spray lotion. Like every morning,
No. He's got the miniature in his front pocket. He's got the miniature for in game, like one pocket. But he won't put the moisturizer in the same pocket as the chapstick.
Oh yeah,
and he's got
can't mix them up.
Right,
he's got dangerous.
Oh, and he definitely has a little thing of cologne where he, like the little mini he does it on his neck.
Oh
he
man,
should lead that, bro.
You gotta go all Spider-Man. Just.
He's all in, man.
He's a linebacker, too.
Oh,
Not anymore. He lost that title a while back.
He was hard-nosed, though, when he played, though.
Was.
Oh. Yeah. He would have to. The first thing I would ask, like, bro, why is your athletic pants are tight? Your suit was tight yesterday. Like, damn.
You look like you never held an orange before.
Like, who is your tailor?
Right? Like, it felt off. Like, a little weird.
Like, he.
Both Freeman and James Ferry, like, what is this
texture
circle?
Texture. Like what is the devil's texture? They got the note. Hey, it's a prop. Use it. And they're like, but why?
I don't know what to do with my hands.
And you get, you know, listen, you're going to get you're going to get Key showing up doing his James Franklin impersonation. But I think Key and Peele should do
those two.
Yeah, they should do those.
Yeah, two. I mean, Marcus, they're both two good coaches. You know, you're happy for them. I don't really care for Penn State either because they beat.
What's that part?
When they beat the Hurricanes in the Fiesta Bowl back in like
that sideline against the Huskers.
It's the Penn State fans that make me not want to root for Penn State to get there. I listen to them.
We are not rooting for Penn
we
State.
We are, man. We are. No.
Are garbage,
right? Hell. No, yeah. But think about that. We are
what?
And Hook'em in the same stadium for 6 days. Can you imagine? Oh, Jay.
But the thing is, Jay, I'm gonna tell you what, though.
Jay.
The Texas fans tickle me to death because I obviously lived in Houston. The way that they say hook up, they really believe that, though.
Like, it is a power. It's the Wonder Twin power activated.
Yeah,
if we put two horns together, we can't lose.
Yeah,
man.
It's like, I remember with Bob McNair, he had his, like, charity golf tournament, and some of the guys were, you know, Texas alums, and they would make, like, a putt or something, and they would hook them.
Will the Hook'em horn circle never be broken? That is like literally like them putting horns together. And it's weird. It's weird to get two 270-pound Texas dudes connecting their horns, man. It is a weird sort of vibe that I'm never prepared for. I don't know.
Thunder Knot Collins has a question. What's worse, Hook'em or Gig'em? Gig'em's just dumb. Like, what does that mean?
Gig'em.
That has a very sketchy checkered
pattern. Yeah, it's not.
It's see, not good.
I'm not a part. I've never told the story. I've never told the story. That part of the story.
The gig
is that is a big part of us moving. Becky and I moving from the Woodlands from Texas to Nebraska was that they would sing the Texas song at break, and you want to talk about just the hair rising up on the back of my neck, like. Y'all are singing this song in unison. Do y'all know where the song comes from? Like, how am I? Y'all singing along? No. Becky was like, no, we have to move. Like, we have to move.
hunting frogs or fish?
Yeah, but no. No, Jay.
I'm just looking off the internet.
No, Jay.
Go to Texas A&M will tell you.
Yeah, they will tell you a different story.
They hunting brothers.
Yes. Can I say that? yes. Can I say a part of it is...
Come on, man. You can't be serious.
Can I say this?
Trev, you got to be ashamed.
That I would be... don't be surprised now.
No, Trev yeah. ain't like that. I mean, that's why he looks so uncomfortable.
Hey, you are the company you keep. if you said that we would go to the championship game and it's Notre Dame and Texas, aren't we just there to agitate them both?
Their existence agitates the rest of us, so yes.
Right? Like, aren't we just there like, hey, man, hey, dude over there said we are horn suck.
Can I just throw this out there, though? I think the most humble fan base left is Penn State, which is a statement.
No, bro. They're not. They're no.
They're not, but they are.
They're not.
Notre Dame,
no,
Ohio State. And
I can
Texas?
Deal. I can deal with the Catholic and the Irish Catholic and the full belief of touchdown Jesus. Like I can understand that. I can understand that because that requires something beyond the nonsense. But we are. No, you weren't when some stuff was going on. You hook them way too much and way too often. Think about that. That the least offensive of the four is the team that the
they tried to trademark it.
The and they get credit because they patted Nebraska on the back of the head during COVID. And you've forgiven and allowed them in the brotherhood. But no, the reality is you should hate the horseshoe. You should hate the horseshoe. Buckeye? You're a nut, bro. Chill. You're a nut. Jay, who you got to root for one of the four. Who are you rooting for? You have to root for one of the four.
Texas.
Ohio State, Penn State, Notre Dame. You have to root for one of the four. And this is where we are. This is how, it's four blue bloods, but, bruh, we.
Yeah. I mean, my allegiance is to Big Ten, but it's just both of them. I'd probably say maybe Ohio State, maybe. And the only reason is because me and Antoine Winfield are pretty tight.
I called my shot on Ohio State before the year, so if no other reason, I'm rooting for my prediction.
I'm still trying to figure out what gig I mean.
You really don't.
You got Houston connections, Jay.
Yeah.
Make some calls.
Yeah.
And one of my good friends is a big tech.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a tech, so I
asked. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, OH, we are Hook'em and Touchdown Jesus.
And what's Nebraska? Just Go Big Red? GBR?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Everybody's got it.
Oh. Hook'em. Yeah. No. Oh, man. I
no. And Houston's an Aggie.
Text line, what are we doing? So can we have the text line vote and tell us who we should root for?
Old Dad 34. He said he with me. He said he hates Notre Dame and Texas. We right there, Old Dad 34.
Right? So can you tell us who you're rooting for? And then we will accumulate and kind of.
You know what this is? It's just really deciding what type of diarrhea you like.
Right.
That's all it
instead
is.
Instead of two kinds, you get four kinds.
Congratulations.
Welcome to the buffet.
Do you want the early onset, the explosive, the slow and the Uzi, or the one that sends you to the hospital? That's Texas sends you to the hospital.
Man.
That's literally the four different types of diarrhea.
The four horsemen of diarrhea.
Yeah, that's like going over there and trying to eat some food off the internet. That's not the.
That was Farley eating at some convenience store at 3 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. and then talking about. My stomach exploded. Of course it did. Yeah,
got the chicken.
Your
too.
Stomach ain't for the streets.
Yeah, you got the chicken. Yeah.
Pack a sandwich, bro. What's wrong with you?
Exactly. Anyways, J4 with DP Austin. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.